Yo, welcome back to the New Atra Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, Ian, with my co-host, Eva. What it do, baby? And happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, and happy Thanksgiving, man. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone that listened to us today.
Yeah, appreciate the love. Whatever. Let's get started with this episode, babe, because, you know, I'm trying to eat today, you know? I got a cheesecake from Costco.
Ooh.
Woo-wee. Okay. The rest of my family is gonna have pumpkin pie.
Nice.
Two cakes all for me. Ever, I am so excited. Do you know why I'm excited? Besides that, today's Thanksgiving.
Survivor Series
is this Saturday. You know what else I'm excited for?
SmackDown.
No.
We're gonna be there?
We are gonna freaking be there, man. Not just you, not just your brother. I'm gonna be there too. Oh nice. My gosh. Bro, shout out to Bobby the Booger and Nito's already an embarrassing name. So shout out to him. But yeah, we're going to Survivor Series. Manuel, he's going too. So basically, the people that went to Survivor Series with me that road trip,
SummerSlam,
we are going to Survivor Series together this year. Nice. So that's pretty awesome. And you know who else is going to be there at Survivor Series ever?
Randy Orton?
Randy freaking Orton! Oh, yep. Let's go! I'm so happy that they made it official, bro. Because I I'm gonna be honest, I'm throwing a blank when we got the tickets, but when they announced Randy Orton, I was freaking excited about it. Oh man, so Randy Orton is official, the fifth member for I don't even know who's the leader of this team. The team of Cody Rhodes, Sami Zayn, Jey Uso, Seth freaking Rollins, the World Heavyweight Champion, and now the Legend Killer, the Ex-Predator,
Apex.
What did I say?
Ex-Predator. You're saying sound like he's going to be on, you know, Dateline or something. I'm like, wait a minute. What a predator are you talking about?
Oops, my bad, Randy. Ex-Predator. Oops. You know what I pictured? Yeah, as soon as I said it, it's because I got thrown off. As soon as I said that word, I started picturing that movie, Aliens versus Predator.
Oh my god!
So when I saw, I was like, I was like, wait, I shouldn't be picturing him. I should picture like an alligator, you know, crocodile, whatever. I was like, I should be picturing that, not the dude, not the predator from Aliens. And then you took it a different direction. So, anyways, the Legend Killer. Randy Orton is the fifth member going up against Judgment Day. All four members, right? Is that right? JD's included.
JD, Dominic, Damian, Balor, Finn, and then they added Drew McIntyre. But he's not an official member, so he just like
he's not a Judgment Day member. No, he's just, you know, just joining forces with Judgment Day for War Games, and that's nice. The other exciting thing that I'm going to be able to, this is going to be my first Survivor Series, my first ever Wars game. Yep. You know, so oh man, that this is going to be awesome, man. It's going to be awesome.
You're almost, done with the big four then, huh?
The possibility of going to, you know, WrestleMania, I mean, if I do end up going, then yes, I would hit Money in the Bank, even though Money in the Bank at that time wasn't considered the big five. But yeah, I did ended up going. Then it was SummerSlam. Then now Survivor Series. Hopefully, yeah, WrestleMania, and then the Royal Rumble. So that was the one thing I was kind of hesitating about Survivor Series, because I was still playing it by year with the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, but Florida. It's no offense to Florida.
I love Florida. That's why, okay. I love Florida, so that's why it wasn't a hesitation for me to go. But if I did ended up going, it most likely would have, not in my vehicle, would have been a road trip, just so it would have been a more of like, I'm driving,
experience.
driving to the show, maybe get a hotel. Or I was thinking it was gonna be more, I'm gonna get to the show, enjoy the show, leave the show, or I was gonna be like within 30 minutes, 30 to 40 minutes away from the show. I was gonna stay there at a hotel, take a Uber to the arena, take a Uber back. That was gonna be expensive, but at least that way I could spend the night at the hotel, next morning, drive back, and you know, it was gonna be a long day. But that was more like, you know, cheap cost kind of way. Because obviously, you know, but that was gonna be like, that was like, I don't want to say that was my, that's not my first option. That was gonna be like my last option. That was like, oh, damn, tickets are too expensive. It's gonna be the same amount. I'm pretty sure it's gonna be the same amount of money if what I just told you I would have done would have been the same amount if I would have got a ticket. But, you know, still. It's January. What if it snows? You know, what if I can't take off? Because, you know, by then it's going to be snow. It's going to be bad over here in Chicago.
Yeah, that's the
So,
thing. We're in the Midwest, so to and from, we're kind of like we have to deal with the blizzard weather or the snow weather.
yeah.
Yeah, I think after Survivor Series, I only need the Rumble because I went to WrestleMania 22, so
Yeah.
SummerSlam this year, Survivor Series this year, and then Rumble. I was gonna go last year, but it was in St. Louis or 2 years ago. But hey, that would have been nice. St. Louis would have been an easy one, but hey,
Yeah,
anyways.
so obviously the topic for today is Survivor Series, but I kind of want to get your intel of WrestleMania, because the fact that you went to WrestleMania 22 Allstate Arena, you're going back for Survivor Series. How is it to you that the fact that at one point WrestleMania was there twice and now it's like in a bigger arena, football arena, because you went to Detroit, we both went, and you went for SummerSlam, and that's the same arena that was WrestleMania 23. So did you, when you walk in there and you're just like, I can't believe this is the place that they host WrestleMania, and then, you know, comparing to a what's it called, WrestleMania Allstate Arena, because a year later that's where they ended up going. A
Yeah.
year in WrestleMania 23, it was in Detroit. It's like you see the difference. How does that, doesn't that like blow your mind a little bit? Where it's like we went, they went from 18 to 20,000 to 55,000 a year later, and then so on, keep, you know, getting another 20 to 30,000.
Yeah, I feel like I'm really glad it took. I mean, I'm really glad it took place at the Allstate Arena because, like, because we're in Chicago, right? There's not really any place you could go outside besides the United, besides like one of Soldier Field, but like thing around that time was like still snowing,
Right.
and the United Center's there, but their home arena is like the Allstate, so it is surreal like to see that, like, because after, yeah, I think Allstate Arena was the last arena they went to for WrestleMania that was not like a stadium. 2022. Then after that, since then it's been all. I'm if I'm wrong or not,
No,
but after that.
you're right.
After WrestleMania, after that WrestleMania, everything has been like stadiums, football fields, you know, other countries. Well, no, I don't think
Right.
other countries, but you know what I mean. Like it's been like that was. So I'm kind of glad too, and it was a different experience for me because also that was like the first WrestleMania. You know, that was supposed to be Eddie Guerrero's WrestleMania moment, the second one, like his World Heavyweight Title moment. So it was kind of bittersweet. And going to War Games is also pretty cool. It's like a historical thing for me. Like, you know, for Survivor Series this year, it's like, oh, War Games. First time Survivor Series, first time War Games.
Right.
WrestleMania, when I went, it was my first WrestleMania. And also, it was post Eddie Guerrero's death. So it was kind of like surreal, too, you know? Because I'm like, oh, man. Because they say it was going to be him versus Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania. So it felt kind of a different, it's a different energy. Like, it's more like, oh, I'm bummed out because this would have been Eddie Guerrero would have been. Here back, I would have seen Eddie Guerrero live at WrestleMania facing Shawn Michaels for the World Heavyweight Title, you
There
know.
was a
So,
chance it wasn't,
yeah, but
because the main of that was going to be for the world title. That was option like B. That match was going to happen, but the world title was a maybe. The world title would have been on Batista and Randy Orton. Excuse me.
Yeah, bless you. But yeah, that's sort of, I mean, it would have been great to see that dream match. Like, that would
Right.
have been
Oh yeah, for
awesome.
sure.
So yeah, I mean,
100%.
I love the, I mean, I wish it came back to Chicago, but I get it. I mean, there's not really like a football stadium you could go to because Soldier Field is open. It's like freezing. I mean, hopefully, by April, it kind of warms up a little bit, but still has a chance of snowing until May or June
Yeah.
sometimes, you know? So hopefully, you know, if the Bears
It's
move,
Chicago.
if
Yeah,
not.
Chicago has a crazy weather where even if like they need an arena where they could have the roof covered if needed.
So if the Bears move, or they move, and or they just make a football stadium big enough to like have, you know, the WrestleMania or the Olympics or something like that. Yeah, that'll probably be awesome to come back to. But yeah, I've been waiting for another one because you would think like they cycle it every city like every 10 years, you know. But it's been close to what, like we're at 40, what, 2, 41?
And what?
WrestleManias.
Oh yeah, wait, I'm
41.
confused.
What WrestleMania are we on coming up?
Oh, we're going to 40.
A 40. So it's been
Yeah,
like
that's
18
what
years. So almost eight.
I
So it's been
was
18 years. It's been like 18 years since they had a WrestleMania in Chicago, which is like
Right.
overdue, but still, whatever. Survivor Series is the second best thing, and SummerSlam, you know, when they do
Yeah,
that
oh
again.
yeah. I feel like Survivor Series, I would say SummerSlam. Surprised we never, I mean, it's been a long time for SummerSlam as well. Yeah, I'm surprised SummerSlam is hasn't been here for in Chicago Allstate Arena. Survivor Series. It's weird why they come. I don't know. I do not understand why they come over here in the wintertime. It's like this is the worst time to be coming to Chicago. Like, I don't know why you're coming over here. You know, like
Luckily, this weekend is pretty good weather, but they came any other time of the year. You're like, why are you coming in December or January, you
Oh
know?
yeah, I hate when they come in December. It's like, why, man? Why are you here? It's freezing outside. It's like below zero or something, sometimes like that.
But
But anyways, excited for Survivor Series War Games. There's still possibly rumors that CM Punk may show up. The only thing is, there was supposed to be an open challenge from Shinsuke Nakamura for Survivor Series, and there has been no word on that. I mean, the day of recording, there could be some changes, but I feel like if it was going to happen, it probably would have happened by now. But there is another card that has been updated. It's Carlito versus Santo Escobar, which that's going to be pretty cool. We still have Gunther versus The Miz for the IC title. This one I'm very interested about just because, you know, The Miz finally having another opportunity at the IC title, and it's against Gunther, who has been the longest reigning champion. The only problem I have with this, as much as I'm glad I'm gonna watch it live, I have two concerns. One, I feel like this is a WrestleMania match. I know people may disagree on that part just because the reason why I say it's a WrestleMania match is because one is The Miz. The dude, he deserves a lot of credit regardless of what people say about him. He is a top heel. He's not a top baby face, but he's definitely a top heel. And also, he is a former IC champion. And what I mean by former, I mean 8 times. So leading to that point of 9 to tie with Chris Jericho, that's a storyline right there. You know, I'm trying to tie the record, you know, and also try to break your record and all that. And then also it's a big accomplish for Gunther to defeat The Miz because he is a 2-time WWE champion and a former 8-time former champion. And also that the story of him ensuring that he doesn't want to break his longest reign, his title reign, and also become the 9th champion, because you don't want to do that. You don't want to be the guy who's known like, damn, the Miz is tied as the most IC title thanks to Gunther because he beat you. You don't want to be known as that. And then so, but it's a huge accomplish for the Miz. So that's going to be a big one. And my second issue is I feel like this is going to be a squash match.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. I feel like give The Miz like 10 minutes, bro. I feel like it could turn out to be a fantastic match. I feel like this could be a great match, and that's what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping that this is gonna be that. Whoa, I wasn't expecting that, you know. But I'm pretty sure it's gonna be one of those. Oh, I could. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
It was that. All right. That was it. All right. So, who do you think is gonna get the W for this one? Gunther versus The Miz.
I say Gunther.
Gunther. All right. You got a what's it called? Because I kind of, you want to do predictions on this episode?
Yeah, because the show's this weekend and it's Thanksgiving, so we gotta give thanks.
Thanks. All right, well, I'm gonna go with Gunther as well. Let's go. I'm going with Gunther.
Okay.
Gunther's gonna beat The Miz in 5 minutes. With a clothesline. No, he doesn't do a clothesline. What a powerbomb. What am I doing? Talking about powerbomb. Boom. 5 minutes. Do, 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 do.
I agree with that because I think he would do that. I think we'll match on that one because I'm like.
Dude, this is going to be an awkward prediction one. All right, well, let's go. I'm going to go Rhea Ripley versus Zoe Stark. I'm going to go with Rhea Ripley. I feel like that's going to be, I feel like this is going to be like a easy prediction one. Carlito versus Santo Escobar. You got to give it to Santos. I feel like Santos is going to get the W because it's like if he loses to, you know, Carlito, the only way I would feel like this would still work to elevate Santos if Zelina interferes and causes Santos to lose the match. And then, but then Santos needs to attack Carlitos after the match, though. He can't just take the L. Other than that, Santos has to get the win, and that's who I'm going with.
You know, I agree with that. You know, but you know what? I'm going to add a little caveat because I don't know if you knew, but Santos, the Legado de Fantasma had a different manager before Zelina. They had Electra Lopez. So it'd be kind of a full circle thing if, like, Electra Lopez comes out and attacks Zelina. And she joined forces with, like, Santos. So it's, like, kind of a full circle because they kind of went, like, NXT, it was Santos, Joaquin Wild, and Cruz del Toro, and Legado de Fantasma with Electra Lopez. All of a sudden, they moved to the main roster.
Right.
And then Electra Lopez is on NXT. She stayed back there, but they made Zelina the manager. Then, obviously, they joined Rey Mysterio with the LWO. So I think it would be full circle if they, like, if Zelina does interfere, she will probably, is that Electra Lopez comes out and attacks Zelina. So it's kind of like this, kind of like, we kind of let this story open. Now we're going to come in full circle at Survivor Series, you know? Because it wouldn't make sense. I didn't make sense about that. Like, they just dropped her, you know? It's not like they told her, you know, they didn't do any storyline or anything. We're like, hey, thank you so much, but we got to, you know, we got to go separate ways. They just kind of like, they debut on the main roster.
Right.
And then it was Zelina. It was like, what about Electra? Did she just like, they didn't make any storyline where like, you know, like, hey, we did a backstage, you know, like a little segment where like she quit Legado de Fantasma, or they fired
right.
her.
Like,
you
they
know,
just like
part,
they just like
they just dropped
recast
it.
Her basically.
Yeah, they just recasted her.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that'd be kind of like a nice thing because if Santos wants to make his own faction, like I'm pretty sure it's gonna be Santos. It's gonna be the same people. It's gonna be Legado de Fantasma versus the LWO. You know, it's gonna be
right.
Carlito. It's gonna be Dragon Lee, Zelina, and Rey Mysterio, and it's gonna be Santos, Cruz del Toro, Joaquin, and Electra Lopez again. You know. So two like factions like that. So that's probably why I'm like that might happen too with Electra Lopez,
okay.
Or is it Lola Vice? You know, one of that they might join forces with Santos because it'd be kind of equal, you know. Especially if there's a woman on one side and there's a woman on the other side, like might as well bring back the original manager, you know.
And I like that because it builds up the storyline. With Santos and Rey Mysterio, because I don't know what's going on with Rey Mysterio. I don't know if that injury is real or kayfabe, but let's just say it is real. It builds that this match to WrestleMania to elevate Santos, and it'd be pretty cool.
to see Santos to wear his mask again. And then that way we could get mask versus mask or mask versus hair.
It'd be mask versus hair, most likely. Because mask versus mask, now that he took his mask off, it's not like, it's not worth anything. He just takes it off anyways. Like, he comes out sometimes and takes it off.
No, that's true.
So it's like, well, in Mexico, they sometimes do that. They recast some wrestlers, but like the U.S. market, it wouldn't. I would say Rey Mysterio and WCW, but they kind of like that phased that out. And I was like, because he had a break between WCW and WWE. So it was kind of okay to bring his mask back on. But like, Santos would be like, no point of having a mask on because you kind of know who's behind the mask. Only if it's a symbolic.
I mean, well, it's more like a dad's trophy. Mask. Yeah. If it's like a trophy kind of deal. But yeah, I wouldn't say like he should go back wearing a mask. Because I do agree with you where it's like, well, if he puts the mask on and then he just for him to lose it, it was like, well, it's the purpose. So I feel like it's just more like kind of like if Captain America is like, I'm going to put my shield on the line, you know, and it's like, it's who I am. So and anyway, if he loses it, it's like, damn, you just took a part of me. So, you know,
like, or it's his dad's mask or something like, it's just like, there's been wrestlers that went from unmasked to mask, like Axiom, you know, he was freaking a kid before Scripps was, Scripps was that one guy, Reggie. There's some people that do that, but at the same time, it wouldn't make sense for Santos, you know, like, yeah, like you said, like something symbolic, like this is his dad's actual original mask. Like he'll put it on for him, but then it'll make it more of a baby face because it's his father, you know, it's like, I don't know.
Not really. I mean, you could turn it into a heel, but yeah, I feel like if this is the direction they're going to be going towards, it's probably going to be most likely hair versus mask. And can you imagine Santo Escobar pulling like the Kurt Angle, the wig and all that stuff?
Oh man.
Hey, if he does that, if he loses, if he does that, bro, that boy is going to be on TV. They're going to push him into a star because look how it worked out for Kurt Angle.
Yeah.
He made Hulk Hogan tap out wearing that damn wig.
Yeah. So because I think Rey Mysterio, I think he wants like the next generation of Mexican-American wrestlers.
Yeah.
So like Santos, Dragon Lee, Dominic.
Yeah.
Like all these guys, like he needs. I mean, there was other guys before, but they all got released. But you know what I mean? Like, I think Rey Mysterio's at the age where, like, you know what? Let's actually make like Dragon Lee or Santos like the next Mexican American superstar. Oh, Mexican superstar. Yeah. You know,
Santos is a good choice. He is a good choice. Dragon Lee is another great choice.
And the crazy part, they're all like second or third generation wrestlers. So it's not like they're like. They just decided to wrestle and stuff. They were like, they're both from the legacy of wrestling families, you know?
So I would say Roosh is another good choice, but that guy, but yeah, I heard he has a temper, like a certain luchador and wrestler, former WWE guy. So it's like, with him, it's like, okay, you know, you're not going to be there long term. But Santos and Dragon Lee, I could see them be the next top representing the Latino base. Yeah. So those are two good choices, and it's good to have two instead of just one, because when you rely just one, it doesn't succeed. Yeah.
If one bombs, the other one could be like, oh well, let's use this guy then.
Yeah, and then you also have Dominic Mysterio as well. So. Yeah. You know, he has a bright future. Unfortunately, he's going to be he's a future heel. He's a top current heel at the moment, but that dude is never going to be the same. He can't go back as a face.
No, he got go away heat. He got Xbox heat, you know, like that, like, just stop. Just get off our TV.
He has that Samsung the Samsung in a group chat with an iPhone.
Yeah, I know
So he's
I'm the Samsung boy.
Yeah, so that's exactly. So it's like when you Samsung sends a text message to a group chat and everybody has an iPhone except for you, and everybody's like, "What the hell? Get out of here!" That's the type of heat Dominic has, bro. Yep. So it's like, WWE has him alone. So and then also you can't forget the beautiful Zelina and all that for the woman, you know, for the top future women's division and all that. But they got to put a title on her. You know, hey, she was tag team, but still, she needs a single title, man.
Yeah.
So, women's war games. I'm assuming this is gonna be the opening match. Bianca Belair, Charlotte Flair, Shotzi, Becky versus Damage Control, Bayley, Kairi Sane, Asuka, and Io Sky. This is like a fantasy dream match over here. So, yeah. This is tough because I want my girl Charlotte to win. Yeah. I want my girl Becky to win. But you know, I love Bianca. Shotzi, you all right? You all right? But Damage Control. Kairi Sane, bro. Ooh wee. Io Sky. Ooh wee. Asuka. Ooh wee. And the dump truck, Bayley. Woo wee. So I gotta go with Damage Control because goddamn, I can't control my emotions.
They're damaging the control of my heart. Or something like that.
Damning control of my heart. Oh my gosh. Oh my
god. I mean, I agree. I mean, I feel like, because I feel like I agree with you with every match. This is like one of the shows where, like, okay,
it,
you know who?
It's
you
pretty know. Obvious. It's one of those.
I still want to watch it. Obviously, we're gonna be there.
Of course.
But for like, sure. Yeah. But I agree because it's like it makes the team credible for Asuka joining. Otherwise, mm-hmm. It just means like she joined the team. They lose.
She joined. Is she part of Damage Control now?
Now she is. Yeah.
Okay. I know. Kairi Sane, Dakota Kai
too, but she's injured. I mean, I'm surprised they're not 5-on-5. I mean, they might change it on SmackDown. Who knows? But that'd be kind of weird. Like, why not make it 5-on-5? Why is it?
Oh, Dakota's still out?
Yep, she's still out. So there's not like a fifth woman to add. Unless they add like a friend or something. But they don't really have anybody besides, you know, if Sasha Banks comes back. But that's not going to happen either.
Right. Interesting.
Yeah, but I agree with Damage Control. It feels like it just makes Asuka part of that team more and like a woman's faction, like a mega faction.
Right.
The other one seems like it's put together like last minute, you know. But it's kind of good to have that.
It's a dream team.
Yeah.
But with Shotzi.
Yeah.
So no, there's.
But, yeah.
Come on, bro. Shotzi was cool in the indies, but in the WWE, you know, hey, make that WWE money, Shotzi. But they haven't been treating you right. But hey, do your thing, girl. I ain't hating.
Yeah.
So you're still sexy. But realistic is like there's four main eventers here, and you know, Shotzi. But that's not on her. That's just WWE not really giving her a true opportunity. I don't even recall her even getting a true opportunity at NXT as well.
She was there for a little bit. I think she went for the title. She never won.
Mm.
You know?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, possibly rumors before we get into the main event. Rumors of added matches. Well, and then matches that was going to happen, but never. I mean, it's not on paper yet.
Yeah.
Obviously, the one, like I said earlier, Shinsuke Nakamura versus doing an open challenge, calling out CM Punk or Randy Orton.
Now we know it's not CM Punk. Now we know it's not Randy Orton.
Right. There's a chance it still may not CM Punk. Is there a chance that CM Punk get to show up at WWE Survivor Series? No. Would it be cool if it did? Yes.
So my question for you is, what would happen if you hear the song? How does it go?
Like, for the
you heard it
culture?
As like a theme song. Yeah. I would die right there.
Like, honestly, I probably would like I would have been mad. I would have been mad because you know why? Because I wasn't freaking recording.
Ooh, nah, you know I'll be what I mean? Recording, man. I'll be that, like,
but
be
how
ready.
Would you know? Like let's you just, wouldn't like but... that's the thing. How would you know? If it was just like boom, it just happened, I would be mad. Because I'd be like, whoa, come on, man.
Like, but if you see Nakamura come out, you're like, ooh, I'm gonna record real quick.
Yeah, then obviously
like, you're like
and if I hear CM Punk's theme song, I would probably scream. I'll probably react like how I felt when Io Sky cashed in.
Oh dude, yeah. I was like,
you know what I mean? So go check out my our vlog or one for my video, you see my reaction of Io Sky cashing. I wanted her and I was hoping, I had a feeling. And as soon as I heard her music, I went crazy. So I feel like too. That's how I'm going to react.
Because I looked at my brother and like, wait, Hiyaka's injured. Can it be? And I look, bang, music. I'm like, ah, we jumped because we were like, ah. Even Fastlane, when Cena came out, I remember we were like, oh, we knew he was going to come out, but we're like,
Yeah, you're right about that. When Cena came out, we knew he was going to show up, and we still went crazy for him.
Yeah.
And we went crazy for when Cody Rhodes and Jey Uso won the tag team titles, because we weren't expecting that.
Yeah, we were like, what?
Yeah.
We're like, no way. I'm like, I looked at you like, is this real?
Like, does this really happen? Like, what just happened? Like, oh my gosh. I was so excited. Like, that match alone made me like, I'm so glad I showed. We came. Like, that's what she said. But, you know. So, anyways, the other rumor was LA Knight Kevin Owens was supposed to face LA Knight Kevin Owens, they were supposed to face Austin Theory and Grayson Waller. That's still a possibility because it's Thursday, so and you know, by Friday we may find out. It may happen. We were supposed to get a 6-man or a 5-man tag team match that was going to involve those 4 men, the Bloodline, Jimmy Uso, and Solo. Another match that was rumors was Solo was supposed to face AJ Styles.
Wow.
So that was another thing. Again, like I said, this is Thursday, so... You know, maybe we'll find out by tomorrow or maybe Saturday, the day of the show. They may add more matches during the show. But I highly doubt it. I think this is going to be it just because I really hope they do add one more match. I would love to see LA Knight in Chicago. LA Knight.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be great. And also it'd be cool to see Kevin Owens again live. So... what was I going to say? Why am I throwing a blank now? Damn. Hello?
It'd be good to like see those matches. Like LA Knight, Kevin Owens.
I was heading towards a direction, but I was like, where am I going? Oh, anyways. Oh, the War Games. They're probably going to be like an hour.
Yeah, it's going to be a long match.
Yeah, and in those 3 matches, I feel like... The Miz and Gunther, let's be realistic. Most likely, but I feel like they're going to be given 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And then the women's match, probably 10, 15 minutes. And then Santos and Carlitos, maybe between 8 to 15 minutes, if we're being realistic. But still, that's still like less than an hour right there.
Yeah.
So is this show going to be 3 hours or is it going to be 4 hours?
I don't know, but I'm going to stay in this plane that day. I mean, I'm staying at my parents. That's a far drive. But wait, we didn't go. So that's all the matches, right? Besides the one.
Well, we didn't do the prediction. No, I was just telling you the matches we were supposed to get. We haven't talked about the main event. So the main event, Judgment Day with Drew McIntyre versus the returning Randy Orton. Cody Rhodes, Seth freaking Rollins, Jey Uso, and Sami Zayn. Before you tell me your pick for the prediction, do you think the War Games should be an elimination match?
No.
Interesting.
Because it makes it more interesting. Like, you never know, like, what move or what spot might cause a match to end. That's probably that's the thing about War
Games. I mean, you can say the same thing with one pinfall.
Yeah.
Because with multiple elimination could like not really ruin it. I feel like not single, like one by one, but like once everybody's inside the ring, I feel like that's when the elimination should start.
Yeah.
But I was just curious. I don't think it needs one.
No, that's probably why they got rid of the other format they had. The traditional Survivor Series thing, I'm like, it's fine, but then it's like 3 against 1. It's like, oh, you know.
Yeah, because sometimes I hate when they like eliminate somebody within like a minute where it's like, why? It's like,
yeah, I remember when Gunther was part of that match? They eliminated him like in 2 minutes. I was like, what the hell was that? He was part of the. Yeah, exactly. That's why. It was like,
That's true. It's really difficult to remember Survivor Series matches.
Exactly. Like,
I remember 16. I remember 03, 04, you know,
here and there. So yeah, it is kind of difficult to remember Survivor Series. I remember more matches. But anyways, I'm going to go with Team Orton.
Ooh.
I don't think Judgment Day. I feel like Judgment Day should get the W. You know what? I'm going to change it. I'm going with JD. JD. Oh, you're going with JD?
Yeah, because I was going to be like, this is the one match we don't agree on.
All right. Then I'll go with Team Orton. No, I'll go with Team Orton then. That's fine. I'll go with Team Orton. I think Randy Orton's going to pin Drew McIntyre, pick up the rivalry between them two.
I'm going to say Drew McIntyre pins Randy Orton. Ooh. Or he pins Seth Rollins. Ooh. I say Seth Rollins.
No, why would you do that? I would save him. I mean, that would be cool because then those two could have a feud. So yeah. I feel like that'd be pretty cool. But I would also say Dominic covers either Cody Rhodes or Seth freaking Rollins. I think I told you that last time. Have Dominic cover Cody Rhodes. I mean, have Dominic cover Seth freaking Rollins so he could be a number one contender for the World Heavyweight title. So...
yeah, but they ain't
because there's no pay per view, so that match is gonna be like a Raw match. You know what I mean?
Or the match ends, Damian Priest has enough energy, he goes and cashes it in on Seth Rollins in Chicago, because Seth Rollins is a Bears fan. He's like Iowa's like pretty much our like neighborhood, right? Because Iowa's right there, like a 5-hour drive, but still. You see Damian like after the match, he gets like, you know what, cash it in, bang, right there in Chicago. I keep saying that for every pay-per-view, but
that's like that still works with mine then. If you have Dominic pin Cody Rhodes, Seth freaking Rollins, and then Judgment Day could attack him, or even Drew McIntyre, Claymore after the match, Claymore, Seth Rollins, Claymore, everybody, Damian cashes in, Razor Edge, 1-2-3, World Heavyweight Champion, and then lights off, boom, here comes CM Punk.
Yep.
Bam! Bam! Right there!
Yep.
Oh! Woo, fantasy booking right there.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean with the Damian Priest? It seems like it makes sense because it's like it's War Games, you know, like the champion, you know, like he's like, oh, he's down. I'm going to go pin him. you're like throwing pens everywhere.
I got so freaking excited. Go excited. Guy. But no, that'd be awesome. I didn't really thought about that. But that works. But regardless, let's just say, you know, Damian Priest is going to, you know, they got better things for him later on. But yeah, I feel like Dominic should get the pin over Seth. At least that could like continue the feud. Also builds up Dominic as well. And also in that win, because you're trying to promote NXT Deadline and he's defending the title. So it's like, you know, building up for that show as well, because it shows like, because then he could use that as bragging rights for NXT, where it's like, I just beat the World Heavyweight Champion. What makes you think you have a chance against me? You know? Yeah. So
I'm kind of shocked that Deadline's not the same weekend as Survivor Series. I'm kind of bummed by that.
I mean,
Deadline is like the week after, I think. Let me see. Wait.
It's 2 weeks.
2 weeks. But I would love, you know how they used to do like, you know how they do like, they do a pay-per-view like Saturday morning or Saturday afternoon, and then they do like Dirty, or they could, if you know, that'd be kind of nice.
But they do that for WrestleMania though.
No, but Chicago, you know, the last Chicago NXT show was Takeover 3. I think it was Chicago Takeover 3. I'm like, oh, that'd have been sweet, you know?
Right.
That
would have been too
like,
much.
I would have been there for sure. I'm like, hey, I'm
but
going
they
now.
Used to, yeah, but they used to do that when they had the pay-per-views on Sunday now.
Yeah, I wish they kind of, if it was Sunday, that'd be kind of nice.
No, I prefer, Saturday. Saturday, so much better, so much better.
Yeah.
So much better. If they go back to Sundays, I'm like, okay, I got to have Monday off now. I got to find a job where I have Mondays off because I can't do that.
Or start later. Like, you know, I'm going to start like at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the morning to 11 o'clock.
I got to find either a Tuesday to Saturday job or start, like you said, start a later shift. So hail to the no. So yeah, super excited for this match. Ever, do you have any favorite Survivor Series matches that took place in Survivor Series?
Oh man, I had a list. Let me check one second. I mean, there's like, let me see.
Well, if you don't, I do have a game for you. And
oh, crap.
It's called, well, we've done this before. Pick one and delete the rest.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
This is Survivor Series elimination match. Or what? Survivor Series main event matches. Pick one, delete the rest, Ever. You ready?
Yep.
Brock Lesnar versus Daniel Bryan. Bayley versus Becky Lynch and Shayna Baszler. Drew McIntyre versus Roman Reigns. And Big E versus Roman Reigns. Pick one and delete the rest. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do.
One more time.
Big E, Roman Reigns, 2021. Drew McIntyre versus Roman Reigns, 2020. Becky Lynch, Shayna Baszler, Bayley. 2019, 2018, Brock Lesnar versus Daniel Bryan.
Oh, Bailey, Becky, and Shayna. That was in Chicago. I forgot that was in Rosemont.
Yes, so
they were just, they were here recently then. They weren't here. They
were 4 years ago.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, it's been a couple of decades. I mean, it's been like 2 years, 3 years, 4 years almost. A
couple of decades. So that's the one that you're picking with and deleting the rest?
Yeah.
Ooh, nice. Devin Ness. Do, 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 do. All right, everybody. Hit that like and subscribe. Follow. Appreciate you for a following. Link in the bios for merch, TikTok, IG. JJJ, thank you for getting us to 300 subscribers on YouTube. Yep. Woohoo!
Oh, yeah.
Are you still looking for your favorite matches?
No.
Oh, you gave up on that?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. I was like, damn, man. Like, hurry
where
up.
Where will we go next? You know, what shows? You know, there's a lot of shows coming up.
Well, we may go to Hard to Kill, TNA Wrestling, Impact Wrestling, Hard to Kill.
Well, no more Impact Wrestling. It'll be called TNA Wrestling.
It will be. Well, they're going, yeah, TNA Wrestling. Woohoo! Hopefully WrestleMania. Hopefully.
They're in Europe and stuff, so I'm not going to any of those because that's too far.
The one that I'm going to try to plan on going is the Milwaukee show when they come back on SmackDown in March.
Birthday month for me.
Ooh, let's go then, Milwaukee. Hey, we'll hit the clubs. So, yeah, March. So SummerSlam. And then there's, I'm going to try to go to AEW show. If All Out is going to come back in Chicago, I'll probably go to that.
Yeah. And, they don't get booed out of the building again.
For WWE is try to go to WrestleMania. Try to go to Milwaukee. And then if they're going to be here for Chicago again, it's just, mainly like for what event? Yeah. So I'll try to go for that.
Everything else is in like what? So Elimination Chamber's in Australia. Mm-hmm. There's Bash in Berlin, which is a totally new show. So it's gonna be in Germany. There's what's in France?
But that Backlash. show's gonna be like Clash of the Castle.
Oh yeah.
So Backlash is gonna be in France. No announcement for Survivor Series. SummerSlam. Yeah.
It might be in the UK. Who knows?
I wouldn't be surprised.
They might go international next year. Who knows?
Yeah, they're really trying to show off AEW at this
point. Or everybody at this point. They gotta do Tokyo just to like mess with in Japan. Like, hey, let's do Tokyo. But I don't know how receptive it's gonna be out there. You know,
They should do it, but I wouldn't say do it for like SummerSlam. I mean, it would have been wrong for them to go to SummerSlam.
Yeah.
For Tokyo, especially, but it has to be in the Russell Dome.
Yeah.
It's like, or why even bother? Like, if you're not going to do SummerSlam or Survivor Series in Tokyo Dome or even WrestleMania in the Tokyo Dome, if they're going to go somewhere else, it's like, then just have a different pay per view there, like Backlash or something like that.
Yeah.
So, very excited for next year, 2024. Also, future episodes. What's it called?
our war show. It's gonna happen either in December or late January. So yeah, very exciting stuff.
We gotta compile our like knowledge and watch every match.
That's what I've been doing. Oh my gosh.
Make a decision of every category. So yeah, it's gonna take us a while to get that, especially if the year's not over. If we do it December, like
you better catch up. I already caught up on a good matches already. I already gave you a list. So future episodes, we're gonna give you our favorite matches, our personal favorite matches. We're gonna give you our favorite matches overall, WWE, TNA as well. Maybe TNA will probably be more on my behalf. But definitely for this show, it's going to be mainly WWE. We try to give love to AEW, but it's kind of difficult. I mean, it's, you know, because it's like I'm the only one who watches AEW, and I don't really follow AEW. I just watch it because, you know, either I'm bored or matches that catches my attention. And I was
maybe
like, okay.
One or two matches, right? Maybe a few.
It
depends on each show, right? For you, it's like,
yeah, it really depends. Like, Unforgiven, like the Forbidden Door was Bryan Danielson and Okada. All Out was because it was in Chicago, and then also to check out my bucket list. The fact that I finally went to an All Out show, and also to say I went to their big event. And then All In was the only show where it was like the full card. And All Out was some. Wrestle Dream was all. Well, I believe it was all of them. And then Full Gear was. It was all of them, but I didn't enjoy all of it.
Yeah.
So All In, Wrestle Dream, I enjoyed every match, I believe. Like, it was enjoyable. Let's just put it. I'm not saying like every match on the card. I don't know. I got to go back in my TikTok. Yeah. So that's a good thing for those rate the shows. It helps out a lot. But anyways, anything else you got to say before we head out ever?
Happy Thanksgiving to all. Hopefully you guys are eating really well. Oh, well, if you're watching this while you're eating, that's great too. Enjoy your food. Be kind of cool. People could just post like their like what they're eating and stuff, like, hey, new entry, what you eating? But I don't have to. But I do like the fact that we're gonna have different lineups coming up with wrestling. Obviously for 2024, we're trying to go big, you know. We're trying to, you know, guys, we're trying to expand our merch too, so we might get some new stuff, new designs at Pro Wrestling Tees. So that'd be kind of nice for you guys to check out. You know, we're trying to get a studio in the future, or here and there, you know, like a, you know, we could be in a nice studio, we get some guests, you know, get more, we're getting more relationships with other podcasters and Instagram and social content creators and other, you know, pro wrestlers and stuff like that. So we're going to get more guests, but we're working on that too. If you guys know anybody, let us know. We'll have to reach out and see if it works.
Yeah, even if you're listening to us right now, if you guys are ever down to be on the part of the show.
Yeah, if you're a wrestler or a promoter or a social media fan that loves wrestling, we could always, you know, just shoot us a message on Instagram, and then we'll, you know, probably in January or the new year, obviously with the holidays, with the new year, we'll set something up and you guys join us for a quick chat, you know, like we'll just chat about wrestling, you know, like we always, you know, or do news or do something fun, you know, a Jeopardy game we're working on. We're trying to get that figured out, and other games too. So be kind of interactive with everybody.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah.
But anyways, also, if we hit 500 subscribers by the end of the year, I will shave my head bald. If we hit 1,000, we're both going to shave our head balls.
Oh, wow.
By the end of the year. By the end of the year. Ooh-wee. Everett, take us home, baby.
All right, listeners and viewers, depending on where you're watching this on, thank you so much. You know, thank you for checking us out. I'm Ever, and this is Ian.
And we are out.
Bye, guys. Do-do-do.